The HMS Podcast is available on the 98 KUPD app and is brought to you by Life Changer Loan. Why take 30 years to pay off your mortgage? It's not magic. It's just math. Find out more at lifechangerloan.com.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan. And let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker number MB100-2031, NMLS number 186377, LifeChanger Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
This thing, Brady?
Yes. That's the magic. I'm working on getting you a deal at Milano's.
All right. Vesely knows a guy, and a guy emailed Brett and said, I can get you a cuaca. It's called a cuaca, a cuica.
Man, he's dancing on that cuica.
It's just the bottom of a drum.
$150.
Oh, he's singing about it now.
It just takes you to the island.
It actually takes you to Mexico. It sounds like a dog's getting its tail stepped on.
That's Kiva.
Yeah.
My husky.
Thanks for introducing us to that today.
Cuica, composer Luis Fernando El Quiano. Quirino.
All right. That's it. Let's do the entertainment joke. Get the hell out of here. Enough with the cuica. But if you take that up, I want you to play that, Brady. Please. Uh-oh. I thought Ray Lewis died. Somebody just tweeted me and said, Ray Lewis, can you believe this? And it's something about his podcast.
It's gone again?
Yeah. He's got a podcast. I couldn't listen to it.
Not on my watch. No. Let's talk about presidential stuff.
Oh, no. Ray Lewis is going to opine about the good old days. It's time for your entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. In Toledo, we talked yesterday about your stepdaughter turning 20, thereabouts.
19.
And going off to college, and she's nervous. College is not opened up yet, but when it does, you should have that girl of yours be prepared. I tell you what, I've been to and around and seen videos of all of their, I'll call them female empowerment classes, and it isn't your average self-defense. Hiya, drop your gun, I am strong. These girls beat the living.
Like that class.
Those are tough. Those are tough to avoid when you attack a girl. Hiya, I am woman. You cannot fight me. I am strong. These girls get to fight the trainers for real at 100%. They put on a suit. They put you in all sorts of stuff. And if you've got a girl who needs this kind of training, man, there's no better place. And I mean no better place. And maybe the world, I'll say. Even I'm thinking like outside of the military, it would be the only place you'd be like more confidently trained. And they train a lot of military people. So it's just an awesome thing. And if you're a little skeptical about sending your kids out into this crazy mixed up world without any ammunition, mentally especially, there's nothing better than React Defense. The Tactical Black's tried and true, battle tested. And it is an absolute blast, by the way. And you can get people to feel a little bit more confident. What I see whenever I've been to these classes is women who think, this is just going to be garbage. I'm going through this. And then by the end, they're the most confident people you've ever seen. And it takes about 2 hours before they're like, that's it. All I have to do is kind of fight back. And I had this power within me all the time. It's kind of like the Force. And they're great trainers up there. When this thing reopens, you should probably think about doing that. Self-defense for men and women. And also get you in some amazing shape while you're at it with some of the greatest trainers and just flat-out good people all the way around. The Ackerman family up there has just done wonders with this. And through all this nonsense of gyms being closed, they've done everything right, followed the book. The guidelines are in place. And if you want to give them a little support and say, hey, we're coming when you open your doors, we'll be there. They're giving you KUPD listeners 2 months unlimited training for $169. And that is unbelievable when you see what unlimited means. You're going to get a lot out of that. $99 for 1 month if you're interested in taking it a little easier. But I guarantee you after that month, you're going to be in. So get on this thing. ReactDefense.com. Check out their videos right now. Meet the crew. And when they open those doors, hopefully in the next week or so, you'll be ready to go for Tactical Black. ReactDefense.com. Brady, entertainment.
We got some expendable news.
They're doing another one?
No. Just
people you'd rather
Stallone
have off the planet.
He's selling his fully customized 2019 Cadillac Escalade for a mere $350,000.
What's custom about it?
It has a 43-inch UHD LCD smart TV built into the center divider.
Whoa. 43-inch television. That's
huge.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. And 12-inch screens and the rear passenger facing seats.
Two You're gonna go
SIM
blind.
Cards and different carriers to ensure the most reliable connection. The windows have electric curtains. There are two fully electric rear bucket seats with leg rests. Only has 1,000 miles on it. He's unloading it because he says a requirement for it has recently changed.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I don't want to get rid of this thing right here, you know. I don't need it. I drove it around a couple hundred miles, you know.
Hey, Rock, I think I want your car.
350, Paulie.
I don't want your car no more.
The other expendable story is Antonio Banderas celebrated his 60th birthday
is
in
he
quarantine.
One of them?
Yeah, he was in,
he's in one of the sequels,
E2 or E3.
All right. Get back to the Kawaka. E2.
F you. Like that. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The whole Expendables crew.
Is a grandpa for the first time.
It's his first one?
Yeah. The birth makes Arnold and Maria Shriver first-time grandparents.
That we know
Catherine
about.
And Chris Pratt. Catherine gave birth to a baby girl named Lila Maria Schwarzenegger Pratt.
That's a lot of letters. That's all 24 of the alphabet, Brett.
Shut up.
I call it the alphabet.
Don't even.
Catherine, it's Catherine's first child, but Pratt's second. He had a son with Anna Faris.
Right, yeah, tell me, how can you keep up with how many kids you have? Nobody really knows the answer to these questions. You get one here, you have the maid having a couple, there's a couple in Guatemala, there's two back in Austria. You have children, they show up. I could be a grandfather 5-6 times over again, but this is the first one I know about.
What's Conanda's benching right now?
But 285 repping.
Wow.
It's pretty good. He's very high. Max is out about 590.
He's on his way.
That's the first time ever that somebody's ever said, congratulations, your grandpa is your first grandchild.
Did I know about?
That's creepy.
It looks like Patrick Starfish is getting his own show, spinoff from SpongeBob.
Where's SpongeBob? Did he die?
Yeah.
What's Patrick doing without
SpongeBob? SpongeBob is just dried up.
Oh, no. You can't have Patrick without SpongeBob. That's the show called Starsky.
They're calling it the Patrick Star Show.
No, unless it's a variety show or he's just hosting other sea anemones. But you can't have Patrick. It's essential that SpongeBob is with Patrick at all times.
We'll see.
No, we won't. If SpongeBob's not on there, I will pick it, Nickelodeon.
I know this bummed you out.
You can't split them up. That's like the captain and Tennille, and the captain is by himself on tour.
Squidward could do his own.
Squidward could have his own show.
Yeah. And even
it's one of the funniest shows that's ever been on television, the SpongeBob. If you watch as an adult, it's hilarious. Like there's some stuff in there. You're like, my God, this is no kid is getting this.
What if they did Krabs, Mr. Krabs, and developed that show more into like a 70s Alice shootout, like Mel's
Diner. Mel tape. Yeah. I think it would be better if it kind of did like what
kind of has that.
Like if he went down a much darker road, and it was just like a police drama in Bikini Bottom.
That's not bad.
Bikini Bottom PD.
Yeah.
And CSI. It's really dark. Yeah. CSI Bikini Bottom.
Looks like there's been another murder.
Speaking of CSI, I guess William Peterson and Georgia Fox are in talks to star in a CSI Vegas.
Another one? Didn't
they do
that
already?
That was the original one, I think,
right?
It's
the original, but they're...
Am I in a time
machine? They just called it CSI, but now they have to put the...
Well, it's like we said yesterday. There's no original idea.
They're recycling stuff that's still going.
Yeah.
We talked about this earlier this morning, but we got onto a James Bond thing because there's a poll most recently taken. Who is the best James Bond? And our out of three, I think we're...
Daniel Craig to me is
Daniel Craig,
the best. For the entertainment value and best movie, it's Daniel Craig. But, I mean, for
you're
lures,
talking about people
Sean
that
Connery.
Know all of them.
It's Sean Connery.
It got Sean Connery.
I mean, like 80%.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was the best James Bond. But
he
that's
was
people
James
that
Bond.
Know. Yes, he was.
But, I mean, Daniel Craig took the character to a new height and actually made a good movie with.
Absolutely, yeah.
You don't go back to the Connery movies and say anything more than Sean Connery was cool. Who's the worst on the list? Not George Lazenby.
No, it's got to be Dalton.
Fair.
It's got to be
Dalton.
Dalton
was bad, but
he sucked.
Well, Lazenby's
it's
going
not fair.
To be.
Yeah, he it's not fair. He was an Australian. Her Royals, what is it, under her Royal
Majesty Secret Service.
Majesty Secret Service.
And Dalton might be below him. I didn't pull up the whole.
You're a Bond guy.
Yeah, I like
You like all of them?
Oh, yeah. Well.
I did. I mean.
Like all the
not
movies?
Not all of them, but.
See, they're campy, so they're entertaining, but I don't think as a movie I like any Bond movie.
I liked
outside
it
of Casino Royale, which I absolutely love.
Growing up, going to the movie theater.
Yeah, because you were seven.
Bonds. Right, but I never, you know, when you go back and you see the 60s. Yeah. Ones. There's,
I also like the Apple Dumpling Gang. It's terrible.
I went back. I saw that.
It's
checked
terrible.
That out. Yeah.
I checked out for
I
Dalton
got about 15
and Pierce.
Minutes.
Oh, same here.
You know.
Hot Lead Cold Feet, Brady, was something I saw multiple times. It's not a good movie. I was a kid. I was a mushhead. As an adult, you can look back and go, wow, these Bond movies are not very thought out. But that Daniel Craig one holds up. That first one. The other two are kind of silly. But
The family of Carol Baskins. Are offering a $100,000 reward for information about her ex-dead husband.
Where that guy is?
Yeah.
Did you watch Tiger King?
Yeah, unfortunately.
We all
yeah.
It's all right. You don't have. It's not like coming out of the closet. It's
no,
okay.
It's
not embarrassing.
I think a lot of people feel the same way, though.
We're
like,
ashamed
when you get to
of
the
ourselves.
End of it. Yeah.
We're ashamed of ourselves because.
And I don't know if anybody would have watched that thing if we weren't all in quarantine or, you know, in the pandemic
the timing was,
time. Yeah,
was
it was perfect.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we only thought we were going to do this for like a month. So I was like, we could talk about this for a little bit. It was fun. And plus, it brought America together. We were all watching the same thing at the same time for the very first time in years. Since American Idol had all of our attention, we'd all split off. And then all of a sudden, Tiger King, you could talk to everybody and they'd seen it.
Smash Mouth played to a packed show at Sturgis yesterday. And then Trapped put a picture up, making it look like nobody showed up. Because
the Smash
catching
Mouth?
Some heat.
Yeah.
But it was the first song.
Oh. Smash Mouth was.
Took a while for them to get off the bikes and get in there.
There's two phrases I love more than anything else. That ball killed my sister, and Smash Mouth was in my kitchen. I came home once, and Smash Mouth was in my kitchen. Still the strangest day ever. Yeah. My ex-wife was working with Hot Wheels and hired Smash Mouth to write a 35th anniversary song for Hot Wheels.
Well, she didn't have much of a budget then, huh?
Yeah, well, no, it was in 2000. They were monsters.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
And they, or maybe it was like 2002, 2001, 2002. And I came home and the dude from Smash Mouth is standing in my kitchen. I'm like, how about that?
Hey, Smash Mouth.
Hi, Smash Mouth. And then the other guys I assumed were with Smash Mouth, they could have just been mashing into my wife. Still lying. Just Smash Mouth just happened to be there. But they wrote this Hot Wheels song.
That's what they told you they were doing.
It was after
that. Yeah, we're just writing a song
here,
bro.
We're writing a song. Me and these guys here who are also in Smash Mouth. There's like 14 members of Smash Mouth. Is my wife even home?
In the bedroom. That's where.
She's taking a nap. But there was Smash Mouth, the singer of Smash Mouth. What do you got here?
Angry callback email.
John, you're dumb.
There you go.
Most of the people getting killed by cows aren't pussy radio DJs. It's ranchers working in close quarters with 1,500-pound animals. Ranchers aren't dying from cows. I never blame ranchers. There's a reason there's only 22 deaths a year. It isn't because ranchers got careless. It's because idiots are wandering around in front of cows and doing stupid stuff. Ranchers. I'm defending the ranchers of the world. Stop it, wet blanket. That's a fun story we did earlier. Cows killing people is very, very, very low on the things that will kill you list.
It'd be an honor to be taken out by Wagyu beef. 1,500-pounder.
Somebody said, John, before you go, please do this. CSI Bikini Bottom.
We found semen everywhere.
That would be every episode. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Looks like this hooker got raped and killed, SpongeBob.
That's right, Mr. Krabs.
I would watch that for months, never ending. We're done. Brett's got to go. No, you don't. You got to stay and do more.
Yeah.
His 40-hour day continues. Brett's earning his stripes. Larry's still out, but I think old Jer's filling in for a little bit while Larry recovers from his surgery. Hope he's doing well. We're out of here. You guys have yourselves a great Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long! Watch out for cows.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan, and let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker, number MD100231, NMLS number 186377, LifeChangerLoan Corp. is an equal housing lender.